point is, if you try to make a message switching system work, because you're trying to imitate everything that's been going on from the days of torn tape and until present, all the way people do it, you get yourself into an awful mess, and it hardly ever works, certainly not at the speed you expect. What we concluded, what we contended, was that if the switching principle is extremely simple, then the chances are you can make it operate very fast. But we never really believed that in the long run, a fully blown network would consist of general purpose computers doing this. One would imagine, like the telephone network, that it may have general purpose computers as part of it, but there'll be a lot of specialist hardware. And so really what we were looking forward to was something more like ATM, where the switching, the detailed switching is done by special hardware controlled by computers. We regarded the idea of using a general purpose mini computer as a switch as an intermediate stage. But nobody at that stage or since had thought, had ever taken up this idea and developed special equipment. There was one small effort to do that in Canada. At the University of Waterloo, a chap there actually developed a design, not sure he ever built anything, for a specialized packet switching equipment. It never got anywhere. So in effect, what happened was that the ARPA network brought packet switching up to quite a high standard of technology based on the sort of 50 kilobit line and the 1,000 bit packet. But then it froze, and that was, again, the X25 was marvelous in the sense of getting it widely spread and used, but it also froze the technology because everybody said, you know, that's the standard, you must stick to that. And consequently, it never moved forward. There was a big hold up until ATM took over, and ATM represents the next big leap forward. Of course, there are actually many variants of packet switching which make it faster. For example, giving up the idea of error control at the interlink level, at the internode level, can help a lot, and that's happened in cell switching, as you know. And this has been discussed in packet switching. In fact, it's happened. I think there's also what's called cut-through, where some packets don't actually get stored at all, but go straight through. All kinds of tricks have been developed to speed it up, but none of them went very far. I think cell switching and ATM is the essential thing.